of psychokinesis, which is mind acting upon matter, if I have pronounced it correctly, they have proven to their own satisfaction that the mind can affect the rolling of dice. But they do not claim to be able to make anything happen on a predictable basis. What they are saying is that they have satisfied themselves that the mind can be one of the influencing factors in determining the reality of any particular situation. But they make no claims, or at least have no proof to offer, that they know exactly what the effect is and how they can bring it about in any given case. Now, I believe it's very relevant to my inquiry to note that such findings have been made before in history, which does not mean the findings are therefore invalid, but only to indicate that the findings at Duke do not necessarily mean that we are now on the verge of a sensational breakthrough in knowledge on the subject, because these sort of investigations have been going on for many years with successful results. There is no assurance that there will be any practical result from these experiments while I am still alive. Therefore, the experiments have not become relevant in my life. In the same way, I would not dispute the possibility that someday prayer may prove to be more effective than medicine or any other scientific or so-called scientific method of dealing with reality. Fine. When it is, I assure you, I'll be in line before you will to buy some of it. But until it becomes scientific to the point that predictable action can take place, it would be a poor allocation of my resources to attempt to supplant other techniques with it, such as the use of medicine or any other so-called scientific technique. Now, rest assured that medical science is not always predictable either. But in many areas, it is close to being totally predictable, and in others, the high percentage of successful results makes it more reliable than any other form of healing that I know of. And I certainly have no vested interest in medical science. I would adopt bloodletting if I could be absolutely sure that this was the method that would produce the best consequences in my life. I'm not wedded to anything except results. Until prayer becomes understandable to me to the same degree that medical science is, its healings have to be considered as miracles. The most useful definition of miracle that I know of is simply that a miracle is any event not fully explainable by present knowledge. And of course, you experience miracles every day in your life, meaning that you experience phenomena that you cannot explain, and perhaps that no one can explain. But this doesn't mean they are not explainable, only that no individual you know of has the knowledge to explain it yet. Further knowledge may well explain a past miracle. In fact, it is entirely possible that future knowledge may confirm the claims of those who said it was God's miracle, or it may demonstrate that they were completely off base. In fact, future knowledge may indicate a conclusion that no one is even claiming today. But in any case, I have to come back again to the fact that my own lack of knowledge about the cause of something is no reason to accept someone else's unproven explanation. No, I cannot explain the miracle of birth. I cannot explain why planets orbit in such a way that human life has been preserved on Earth for thousands of years. But to say that my ignorance of these reasons is proof that someone else's hypothesis about the nature of God is true would be the worst kind of logic to use on my part, because that means that all I have to do is to prove that there is something you don't know. And once having done that, you are bound then to accept everything I say as being true. Now, does that sound inviting? Obviously not. Many people have expressed the opinion that prayer's value is the individual strengthening of himself so that he is better able to deal with reality. While he may feel that he is praying to an outside being, like God, he is actually merely causing some change within himself, and that this could help bring about a healing or some other phenomenon. And this, of course, certainly seems possible. But if it is, what does one gain by deceiving himself by pretending to pray to an outside source instead of addressing his attention to the factor within himself that is apparently the cause of the change that he had hoped for? Now, this again applies to the so-called positive thinking, in which a result does take place, but for a different reason than the individual had in mind when he underwent the ritual. Why bother with the ritual? Why not simply attack head-on whatever it is that must be done in order to bring about the desired result? In fact, it is my own purely subjective view.